All right, it's time for the bonus hour, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Bill, that's Wendy.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy, nice to see you. If you want to call us or text us, why not? 235-2525, that's area code 312-235-2525. Just moments ago, Wendy, we had three guests on air, but then two more guests off air, all sporting amazing beards and facial hair. Some were more mustached than they were bearded.
I'm envisioning you with one of those.
Yeah, I'm considering it. I'm thinking about it.
There's too much maintenance. That's why I don't wear my hair so big anymore. It's too hard.
There's a lot of maintenance, and there's also the element of, we've discussed this on the show before, I like to kind of exist, not in the shadows, but I don't like spotlights on me.
I do.
You do, don't you?
I do.
You do.
But then when called upon to perform in that spotlight, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to be on it. But you have to know if you're going to do something so extreme as our the guests we just had on, giant beards and mustaches, you can't just walk through anything quietly. No matter where you go, you're going to be the center of attention. It's just automatic. People are going to stare and point and question and wonder. And that's a lot to have to do that every day to explain yourself. Why is your mustache so gigantic, sir or madam?
See, when I had my funky hair, I went through a lot of just different styles, and I really loved Cyndi Lauper, and she Instagrammed something yesterday. It's been, is it 35 years since She's So Unusual came out?
Is it 35? Wow.
It's something along those lines. I got to find it. So I posted something on her Instagram, and I said, I totally stole your hairstyle back then, had the left side of my head shaved off. I just loved it, and I guess I liked the looks and the attention, but back then no one came up to you and said, "What's your deal?"
Now that never happened.
Not really. They'd look or they'd, you know, hey or whatever. But now in this day and age, people feel that they have the right to go, "That looks stupid."
I'm surprised that it's gone that way and not the other way. You know, because now the world is slightly more politically correct than it was a generation ago. I would almost think now people would stop themselves and go, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by asking them a question like that. But you say they do, huh?
Look on social media.
Yeah, I know. But on social media, you have,
I guess, the anonymity.
Yeah. You wouldn't, if you just walked up to a guy walking down the street and go, that mustache is crazy. What are you doing? You can't do that in real life, can you?
I think people are doing it in real life. I certainly don't.
I didn't bring this up with the guests. You know how whenever you have a guest on, there's always a couple of questions you just don't get to. So this wasn't a question so much as something I've noticed. Being a baseball fan, almost every team in the major leagues, has one or two guys, almost always relief pitchers, I don't know why, who have gigantic ZZ Top-type beards. It used to be you'd get one guy in the league or maybe two guys in the league that would have that kind of extreme facial hair. But now every team has a guy or two. Like I said, almost always relief pitchers. I don't get it. I don't know what happened to get us there.
Can I tell you something that's going to make me sound like a crabby old lady?
Yeah, please.
Play the part, Wendy.
Please.
I don't think that they should be able to do that. I love dreadlocks, or we're not supposed to call them dreads anymore. What are they called? Jasmine, what am I supposed to call them now?
Faux locks.
Faux locks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, what does that refer to? Faux meaning like fake?
Fake, F-A-U-X.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes they're not faux.
Sometimes you just have regular locks. But,
yeah.
Okay, so locks is the way to go as opposed to dreads. I read that you're not supposed to say that anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so football players who have locks, I dig them, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They look sweet. But they shouldn't be allowed to have them. Anything that...
How come? Why do you say that?
Because it interferes with the uniform. It really bugs me. I'm a big fan of the boxer Lennox Lewis, and he had these beautiful locks. And he would put it up in a bun because he's a boxer, and he didn't want it to get in the way. I just don't like it interfering with the uniform. I don't think baseball players should have these long-ass ZZ Top beards.
Oh, interesting.
It just interferes with the uniform. Am I alone in this?
I'm surprised to hear you say it.
I
don't know if you're alone in it.
And like with the locks that football players have, which again, I'm telling you, really hot. I think I love them.
Yeah.
But if I was a football player on another team, I would grab at them because they're there.
Right.
And is that legal? Because
no,
are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think he can. Yeah, I don't think he can pull a player's hair.
Well, it shouldn't be there.
That's it. I'm shocked.
I know that's very
that's
old
not
lady
like you.
Of me.
Yeah,
it just really
and again,
bothers
your reason
me.
Is it,
it's not
it
part
disturbs
of the
uniform. Interesting, because it's too much individuality. Is that why?
No, it literally like some of those locks are longer than what the name is on the back of the jersey.
Yeah,
those beards. It's just
yeah.
It's interfering with the look. I like to see uniforms should be uniform.
Do you think that the relief pitchers who have the giant beards, do you think they do it because their belief is it makes me look more intimidating? It's more of an advantage from an intimidation level to come in with this big giant beard? Because I don't know if that is in, is it intimidating if you see
no.
a guy throwing a baseball at you with a big beard?
I would think it's, you know.
I would say, oh, alley-oop is throwing me a baseball.
And you would giggle.
Oh, the other players in the league would love that.
And you would
wait,
that would take the pressure off you.
A cartoon figure from 20 years before I was born? Yeah, he does kind of look like him.
I just don't like it, and I love mullets. I love mullets, and I love hockey players with long hair, but
yeah.
If you notice, not many of them have really long hair. It's like collar or shoulder length.
Yeah, that's about, yeah. I guess you don't get much more extension than the shoulders.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, if you're in a uniform, you should adhere to the uniform. If you got these awesome looking locks that look really sweet and sexy, just tuck them up in your helmet till the game's over.
Right. Are there more Amish baseball players than there ever were, Wendy? I wonder if that's what we're seeing, is a lot more Amish relief pitchers than we've had in the past.
I know you didn't mean that to be mean, but I think it was.
It's not mean at all. Why is that mean? It's just, I'm just curious is all.
Okay, Alley-Oop Jr.
But I think that maybe if you're, because I was trying to figure out why they're so evenly distributed. Like, there's no one baseball team that has all guys with giant beards. There's just one or two guys on every team that have a big giant beard. And I'm thinking, but why? It's rarely left fielders or second basemen or shortstops. It's almost always relief pitchers. That doesn't like
doesn't
the law of averages
way?
Would balance it out somehow. Well, yeah, I guess if you're a middle infielder, your beard's not long enough to trip on, so it wouldn't get in your way if you were going for a ground ball. But it's got to be, in their minds, it's got to be an intimidation factor. Do you remember a guy, I know this might be an obscure reference for you, but there was a baseball player named Al Hrabowski who called himself the Mad Hungarian. He was a relief pitcher. He just looked
intimidating.
Just the look of him, you just go, I don't want that guy throwing a baseball at me. He's look at him. He's crazy. And he would play it up, too. He would storm around the mound. Like, before he'd throw a pitch, he'd psych himself up, and he'd come in with all kinds of fire and stuff. And you go, that guy's crazy. Don't let him throw a baseball near me.
I have found Major League beards, the best beards in MLB by position.
Oh, all right. No one's going to come close to relief pitchers. No one.
All right. I don't. These might be old players.
Yeah.
But I don't know. First base, Pedro Alvarez, Miami Marlins.
I think he's current. I'm pretty
sure. All right, well, he's got this mustache like Scott Miller would have.
Like a handlebar mustache?
Where it goes up on the sides and curly cues.
Oh, yeah. Where you should be in a barbershop quartet. If you have that, you should be in a barbershop quartet.
Second base, best beard, Dustin Pedroia, Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, he's good. He's got a good beard. Solid beard.
But it's not like ZZ Top.
No, it's just a good thick.
That's fine.
Yeah.
When it starts to ruin the lines of your uniform, I think
then
it's time to get a haircut or a shave.
Yeah.
Third base, Justin Turner, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Current. That's a healthy beard. There's no shortstop with a beard, I don't think.
Danny Espinosa, New York Mets.
I don't know enough about him.
He's
but
got,
if you tell me he's got a good beard, I'll believe you.
After not playing in 2018, one can only hope he recommits to his thick, mesmerizing beard with the Mets in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beard.
Yeah, nothing special.
No, but it's a little shaggy.
But that's what I mean. The good ones are the relief pitchers, not your shortstops.
Jake Arrieta. Philadelphia Phillies.
That was a solid beard.
He's the pitcher with the best beard.
But no. Oh.
Who are the one looking closest to Abe Lincoln?
Yeah, more of a Lincoln-y beard than anything. And yet he wouldn't play Abraham Lincoln in Springfield when they asked him to do the holiday pageant. He flat out refused.
Catcher Evan Gaddis.
Houston
Astros. He is the catcher with the best beard. Outfielders, Charlie Blackmon.
Oh, yeah, with Colorado
Rockies.
That may be your best baseball beard right now.
Philadelphia Phillies, Bryce Harper. Mm. That's pretty scraggly.
Yeah.
He's got a long mullet, too. Jason Worth, Washington Nationals. He's retired.
Yeah.
And
Charlie Blackmon's looks like he lives like in a shack in the backwoods. Like, to see him, like if you just saw him somewhere, you'd think, oh, there's a guy who I bet spent the day whittling.
I've got the pictures mixed up. Yeah, he looks
Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah,
remember the guy, the keep on trucking guy, the R. Crumb.
Yeah,
remember like in the 70s? That's like Charlie Blackmon looks like that guy. His beard is that kind of length.
It is kind of like
that.
Hi, I cannot pronounce your name. What is your first name?
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Derek?
I'm tired.
All right. We were talking about football. Listen, I don't want to sound like an old biddy, but it's too late. It just bothers me when the locks are over the football uniform and the beards in baseball. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I don't like it when the football players have hair hanging out, but the football NFL rules are if they have hair hanging out of the uniform, it's part of the uniform. You can't pull it to tackle them.
I thought so. Yes.
Oh, I'm shocked.
So that's giving you a disadvantage.
So every time I see it hanging out, I'm like, pull that thing here.
Wow. I didn't know they did that.
I hate it. Like Wendy does. I don't like it when it hangs out of the helmet. It should be in the helmet.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
after jewelry.
Yeah, I don't like the jewelry either. I'm so with you. Honestly,
too
baseball
much?
Players with these big, thick gold chains, stop it. Hmm. You're playing
and
the game.
And earrings on their helmets? How do you do that?
I don't know. When I played high school basketball, if we had pierced ears, we had to put that white medical tape over our ears.
You did?
Yeah, to cover. If you didn't want to take your earring out, you had to put the tape there so no one could like get a finger caught in it or something.
Oh.
It's a
hazard.
It can hurt you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Derek, thank you so much. It is part of the uniform.
No,
you can grab it.
Yes.
And it's right there. Wouldn't you grab it?
I wouldn't because I'm a gentleman. But you know how some of these players are, Wendy.
After you.
Right.
After you. You'd never score.
No, that's why I didn't play pro football. I like that Derek, when we had Derek on, you said, how are you, Derek? And he said, tired. And then we didn't even question about why he's tired. What's he doing? Was he up late? Is he okay? I'm going to send him some soup. Jasmine, see if we can send Derek some soup.
Soup is like the best food ever invented. Are you a soup lover?
No.
I love soup.
No.
Really?
No. Every once in a great while.
What's your go-to soup?
Well, lobster bisque, of course. Yeah, Come on. In a little while, we have to discuss this. I think this is an annual thing for us, Wendy. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its nominees. So this will be for next year, actually, for 2020. But what they do is they nominate more people than actually make it, more people or bands than actually make it. Do we have time to do it now, or should we wait for a little bit?
We could start
it. Let me say this. I won't tell you who the nominees are, but they say that 16 artists are eligible for the honor. Again, this is for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2020, for next year's class. Of the 16 artists that are eligible for the honor, 9 have been nominated for the first time. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell you who those are. And then I don't remember.
How many
remember,
get in?
Oh. Is it 6 or
okay,
is it?
Okay, so there's 16 nominations for the class of 2020, did you say?
Yeah.
And
is
then,
it 6 or is it 8?
I thought 8. I don't
it
know.
Might be 8. It might be 8.
Well, we can do that after the news.
All right, we'll do it after the news. But here's the stipulation again. There's 16 overall. 9 are new to the ballot. And then the other ones, the other 7, are all people who have been nominated in the past. A couple that I'm surprised didn't get in, but they didn't. But now they get a second chance at it.
I think the whole thing is a crock.
Oh, why?
I want to go, and I'm not knocking it. I do want to go. But if I was an iconic rock star, music star, because it's not all rock and roll.
Yes.
which is kind of confusing to me.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But I know.
There are, like, Todd Rundgren's not in it. I'm sorry. That's a travesty.
He is, spoiler alert, he is renominated this year.
But if I was him and I made it this year, I'd say take your award and shove it up your guitar. That's what I would. I mean, isn't it kind of... I just don't like the way they do things. Yeah. I remember Steve Miller had a big problem with it because he was nominated, and as he should be, and he won. And there was something about, we'll give you one ticket, so if your wife or bandmates want to come, they have to pay $10,000 a ticket.
Why would they do that? That's got to work against them.
I know. So I'm he came sure out and said, I'm not coming.
Good for him.
Well, we'll talk about what's hot and what's cold, which is the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Can I put a warning out before we take a break?
Please,
for
Wendy.
News?
Yes.
I am a big fan of Taco Bell, but I got to tell you, some listener texted me this and said, look up Taco Bell recall. And I would like to share this with people because you know, I'm getting my midweek craving for a Chalupa Supreme.
Yeah.
Taco Bell recalls 2.3 million pounds of beef due to concerns over metal shavings.
All right.
That's a lot of beef. Where's the beef?
I always get the metal shavings separate. I always say, if you could, I want the metal shavings, but if you could put them in a cup or a saucer next to my food, that'd be great.
I don't think you're funny.
They're very accommodating.
If this happened somewhere that you frequent, you would be like, if in your orange chicken.
Oh, don't even.
I just said if.
You did say that.
Those beards are turning me into
right.
something.
Yeah.
Taco Bell removed and discarded 2.3 million pounds of seasoned beef from eateries in 21 states after a customer found a metal shaving in a menu item.
Oh.
The fast food did it voluntarily. Federal.
Did the lady from Panera videotape this so we have it on... so we have it forever.
Federal regulators were alerted to the problem on Saturday after three consumers complained about metal pieces in Taco Bell beef. They're produced by Kenosha Beef in Columbus, Ohio, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Between September 20th and October 4th, the beef being recalled involves seasoned beef, taco, and burrito filling shipped to Taco Bell's nationwide.
Uh-oh.
They are being told to get rid of the meat, though.
Yeah, they're throwing it away.
And so far, no injuries.
Okay, that's good news. That's very good news.
I do love Taco Bell, and really, the seasoned beef is the only thing I get.
Really? I don't think I've ever... Well, I used to get the taco salad way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. But you may want to skip a week, Wendy,
yeah,
just for safety reasons.
Just let them get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right. But I just wanted to put that news out there. Wait till next week to have your beef chalupa supreme.
That's fair.
All right, chicken this week.
Yeah, just for the week. All right,
or
we'll
veggie.
Take a break. Kim will give you the news, and then there's more show, including the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the class of 2020.
I am not ready for blustery. I'm sorry.
No.
It was blustery. It's been a little blustery
the past few days.
Kim. Yes.
Yep. It'll become more blustery.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the bluster stops.
Bluster.
That's what they're saying. I think those are Tom Skilling's words exactly. All right. They have posted the nominees for the 2020 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's some really good ones in there.
There are some good ones. Now, Kim, we were trying to figure out how many times you get you can be turned down.
Because it's 9 of the 16, I believe, are new, right?
No. Yes.
First-timers?
Yes.
Yeah.
9 of the 16 are new, and then the other 7 are returning nominees, or not nominees, potential nominees, I guess. All right, so should we start out with the new ones, Wendy, or start out with the ones of people who have been rejected in the past but are still on the ballot? It's up to you.
Let's give the people who deserve it credit. Do what the ones
And
who...
how many are they going to pick?
That's what we can never remember.
It's either 6 or 8, but we don't remember.
And we won't know till January, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
That sounds right. All right, so here are the nominees. What did you say? Start out with the new ones or the old ones?
Whatever you want. I don't
right.
care.
The old ones. These are the nominees who have been up for election in the past and have not made it.
Okay.
Wendy, you already mentioned him. Todd Rundgren.
That's unreal that he didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm conflicted on this one because he was very rude to me in an interview. So I know he deserves
not like
it.
Not like I hold grudges.
But he was rude to me.
Take that away from it. Is he... a skilled musician.
Then he probably deserves
and
it.
And hello, it's me, bang on the drum, all the stuff with Utopia. I mean, this is a guy who really has earned it. Come on. If he doesn't earn it, come.
But I think he's
so frustrated.
I think because he was so rude to me, I think the Academy recognized that.
Are you part of the Academy?
No.
You know, there have been people who have been rude to me, and they were just having a crap-ass day.
And are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
They are? That's odd.
That should be a good day for them, though, yeah. If they do get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After being so mean That's to Wendy, right. They go, oh, I guess we got away with one.
I've been mean to people, too, unintentionally. And,
are you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I wish.
All right.
There's a girl on Sirius who does, I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, and I feel bad, but she does her radio show from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
every day.
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. She could be
voice
tracking.
Do they know she's doing it?
Yeah, because she
could set up in a room somewhere there.
Yeah, it's like the Classic Rock Channel or Deep Cuts
cool.
or something. And it's just really like that would be a good gig.
Is it Nina Blackwood?
No, she's on the '80s. Yeah. 80s or 90s channel?
Well, she's in her 90s, so I'm going to say 90s channel.
No, her voice is in the 90s. It's a sad day when I'm meaner than you, okay? That's all I got to say, because typically I'm not.
Right. Depeche Mode, Wendy, is not in the
people
Rock and Roll
people.
Hall. And why? Yeah.
I love Depeche Mode.
I do, too.
Love them.
I want them in.
We're the oldest fans. We are too old to be fans of Depeche Mode. A little on the
do
old
I
side.
Do I know them?
Yeah,
they were big in the mid-80s, would you say?
Okay.
Was that their peak?
Sometimes I can, you know,
people just can't get enough. Yeah. Personal very, Jesus.
Very catchy stuff.
Enjoy the silence.
Kim is Jewish. She will not know Personal Jesus.
Okay.
It's offensive that you would even sing that to Kim.
Shake the Disease. God, they had a ton of hits. They should have already been
They
in
should
there.
Be in. This is a miscarriage of justice, is what it is. Rufus featuring
Tell
Chaka
me something
Khan.
Good.
Well, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rufus is a band, I believe.
Yeah, then none of them are.
I do know that song.
Leonard Skinner,
Chaka Khan
is
in. No. Monty Python isn't either.
I did think that.
So
was
Chaka
in
Khan is in.
But not with the Rufus.
But not with Rufus. That's upsetting. Here's another band that has been eligible but is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. Nin.
Nine Inch Nails.
How are they not in it? You'd think they would be in it for sure, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
Nothing
really?
Against you, Trent Reznor.
I would have thought they were. If somebody said to me, guess if they're in or not, my guess would have been absolutely yes. Judas Priest.
They're breaking the law. They That's don't get in because they're breaking
they
the law.
They broke the law. They can't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They probably deserve it. It's too heavy for me. But you know, they've had so many hits.
They've been around forever, too.
They have had so many hits, but I bet if you ask the average person, and we don't have any average people here, but Kim, you're here, so I'll ask you.
I cannot name Judas
three.
No, I can't.
You can't.
I'm not a hard rock person.
I'm not either.
That's why you guys aren't on the judging committee.
That's right.
Kraftwerk. Which sounds like what goes on at the Paper Source. Are they a Paper Source-based band?
Kraftwerk.
They're German.
They're a German techno band who kind of paved the way for other bands. I just, I never liked them, but it's not based on what I like. I mean, they were kind of innovative.
Were they that big in the United States, though? They were big in Europe. I don't know. Were they big enough in the United States to be in this?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, probably.
Here's the thing about this Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It's hard to pick these people because you have so many different, you know, it should be like the Academy Awards. Like you have best hard rock, best rock and roll. You know,
divide them up into genres
or something.
I'm so with you.
It's too many people trying to vie for this. And it's just too generic.
Right.
This is
absolutely true.
And they have a Country Music Hall of Fame, which has their own thing.
I've been
it
there.
It is. Isn't
it's
that
so
great?
Great. Yes. Yeah. I loved it.
I had one of the greatest days there.
Me too.
And I mean, I actually started liking country more after going there.
I thought it was fantastic.
There is no hip hop walk of fame.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think there is, I think.
Because
isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so where's that?
I'm not sure.
In Delaware.
But see, this is where I get, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's not radio hit Hall of Fame.
So how did it come to where bands that were not rock based
I don't know.
Said, hey, we deserve to be in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. It's just...
It's too confusing.
I don't know what the criteria is. And maybe there isn't criteria. I don't know. But it just seems very confusing.
I imagine that they, the Hall of Fame themselves, said we should be more diverse and let other types of music
because
in.
Because I remember there is a rapper on that list.
Yeah.
And Notorious B-I-G-I-L-L.
Kim, the hip hop museum is in Harlem. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
In Harlem.
That's a good place.
That's a good spot. That's
is cool. There like a rhythm and blues hall of fame?
I would think in Memphis. Yeah, I bet you there is.
They have one in Mississippi, too.
There is? Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Is there a Motown hall of fame? But that would be in the rhythm and blues, probably.
Maybe in Detroit?
That's where I'd put it. Yep.
It's not fair.
Yeah. We need to know the criteria for this.
Is anybody in both the WGN Walk of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
Wouldn't that be something?
I think Roy Leonard might be. I think. I could be wrong. All right, so Kraftwerk. Did we decide if Kraftwerk should be in this or not?
Oh, I'm not voting
yet. You're not voting on any of these yet?
I don't know.
We'll wait until all the nominees have been listed.
Okay.
And then MC5, who was MC Hammer when he was little.
I thought that was his children.
They paved the way for a lot of other bands. See, that I don't know what the criteria is.
Right. They're very gray on the criteria. That's what makes this so difficult, you know? All right, so those are the guys or the bands.
Who've already been up.
They've been nominated, and they have not been elected in, but they're still eligible. But here are the newcomers, and there are some good ones. The Doobie Brothers.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You guys... How could the Doobie Brothers not be in already?
Exactly.
Right. I agree.
Exactly.
See, that's a joke.
I put them in retroactive to 10 years ago.
Yeah. I'm boycotting, which is crazy because I've
boycott?
Not even ever gone. I'm a poser. I want to go. I just have never made
this
it to Cleveland.
This museum is made for you.
Jim went with his brother and said, oh, my God, you would love it. I got to go.
This would be, honestly.
Summer trip, maybe.
This
I gotta
would be like going to visit Santa Claus at the North Pole for
kinda.
You.
You don't want to go to Cleveland in February, I don't think.
No. Little whiskey.
Never been to Cleveland either.
Oh, Cleveland's not bad. Cleveland gets a horrible rap, but Cleveland's actually a lot of fun. And it's not that far away.
I'll go next summer. Summer road trip.
You're going to go for sure in the
By
summer?
By myself.
Yeah? Just you?
Yes.
Just Thelma, no Louise?
The kids want to go too. It's just I don't know how long.
Oh,
of a
they
drive.
Would love it. You got
to
go.
You should go. We should go the show from there.
Yeah.
We are going to see Deep Purple on Friday as a family. Have you know.
Well,
I cannot wait.
That's going to be a fun night out.
Yeah.
All right. So the Doobie Brothers, number one. Number two, Pat Benatar.
How could she not be in there already?
Very confusing. Not only is she not in it already, this is the first time she's even a nominee to be in it.
Maybe you have to be. Well, no, they have. It's not like you have to be retired from the music business.
Not at all.
Yes, there's some. There has to be 20 years since your first album was released.
Artists need to have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years ago to be eligible.
Oh, that was close.
So if you're like a young up and coming band, like Kim, you know how you love BTS. You're a big BTS fan.
We have to wait a while.
They're great, but we got to wait 23 more years before they're eligible.
All right.
It's not fair. Whitney Houston.
Slam dunk.
I think so, too.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, see what I mean?
Well, that's what we're saying. What's the criteria? But
she's
going
to get some sympathy votes.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Such a tragic end to her life. That's sympathy.
And her daughter.
Yeah.
And her daughter.
I mean, I'm just sickened when I think about that.
Yeah. Yep. So even though Whitney Houston, that's not what we look at as your traditional rock or roll.
Right.
More rock than roll, but
what
not
would you classify her music as?
Pop,
R&B.
There should be a pop music hall of fame.
Yeah, there should be.
I'm not kidding.
Yep. Don't knock down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
See, I don't even think of her so much as pop.
What would you? How would you
maybe
classify?
R&B, maybe. I don't know. No, not quite.
Diva music. Jazz, help us here.
How would you classify?
Is it pop? Because I think pop.
Pop, rock and roll, all of it.
You'd go rock and roll with her?
She's all of it.
Yeah?
She's amazing. God, what a loss.
Yeah. Yeah. T-Rex.
Bang a gong.
Wendy, that's a dinosaur. You can't fool me.
Say,
that's a dinosaur.
They're in the field museum.
Right, they're already in.
T-Rex, I just love them. Mark Bolan was... Again, an innovator.
I have to say again, I don't know that I could name. Can you name three T-Rex songs, Kim?
No.
I can't. Can you, Wendy? Can you name three T-Rexes?
Probably not three.
What about T-Rex Smith?
Oh, God.
From Pirates of Penzance.
Please tell me Rex Smith isn't in the
He's got a whole
P-word
wing.
Hall of Fame.
He's got a whole wing, Rex Smith. Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy has been on every jukebox I've ever looked at in my whole life. There's always Thin Lizzy listed on a jukebox for some reason.
Phil Lynott had a great voice. Irish band. They should totally be in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That should have already happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're a
nominee.
Seems
like the newcomers are a little stronger than the people who haven't already gotten in.
I think the same. A couple more bands. These are all nominees. None of these people will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just yet. We'll have to pick the ones in a little bit and decide. The Dave Matthews Band, Wendy.
Slam dunk.
You think so,
I
yeah?
love Dave
I
Matthews.
I do, too.
Yeah. He should be in charge of the bathrooms there.
Yeah. That didn't go so well, did
right.
it?
Slam dump, yeah, is what you should have said.
All right, here's one that I love. I'm hoping that this band gets as much love from the two of you as it gets from me.
Okay.
Soundgarden.
Yeah.
I like Soundgarden a lot.
Yeah.
You like Soundgarden?
I do. I like them. Motorhead with the umlaut over the second O for good measure.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. They're metal.
Yeah, they're heavy metal.
See, when it gets to metal, that's not my thing.
Keep it down, you Motorhead boys. We're trying to
Soundgarden
sleep.
With the death of Chris Cornell should probably, that would be...
Is that more sympathy votes?
Yeah.
But even if that hadn't played out, even if he hadn't died, I still think Soundgarden's body of work and very loyal fan base, you would think...
Well, again, a criteria, a loyal fan base.
Yeah, I know.
Meaning you.
Well, you know how Soundgarden's one of those bands that anytime they would put something out, the fans would just buy it automatically. They didn't care what anybody thought. I like that band. I'm going to buy it. I guess you could say that about most bands, though, right? If you're a true fan of the band, their new work comes out, you're going to buy it.
Does the public vote, or it's just...
I think there is an open time slot. I can't remember how this works, because I don't think it matters that the public votes.
Right.
I think they decide on the ones they're going to put in.
I mean, is this sort of like, you know, when you get... your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Like, do people pay for this?
Well, you pay indirectly. Wendy and I were talking about this earlier. You get in, and I think, what do you get, Wendy? You get one ticket to the show?
Well, that's what Steve Miller said. He got one ticket, and then it was either $5,000 or $10,000 per ticket. He was nominated and wanted to bring, it was Steve Miller Band for a while. He wanted his bandmates to come and his wife. And they're like, we just have one ticket for you. If you want them to come, it's like $5,000 or $10,000 a ticket. And he's like, screw that noise.
Yeah.
And he came out.
Meet you for dinner after.
Busted. Right. I don't think he went. I think he said, screw that.
Just stay home.
Wow.
And that's why it's kind of a joke, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of sensing here now that we're talking this through.
Yeah. And then your final nominee for 2020 is Notorious B.I.G. So why don't we do this? I'll give you the whole list. And I wish I knew if it was six or
eight. Well, we have to find that out. Jazz, we need your help here. Because I'm looking
through the press release, and it's not mentioned how many of these.
It's how many get chosen.
How many get chosen, right. It's wait. Here it is, Wendy. I found it. The five artists with the most votes will make up a fans ballot. Wait, how can that be? Starting today and continuing through January 10th of 2020, you can vote for your favorite nominees at rockhall.com via Google by searching Rock and Roll Fan Vote or any nominee name. At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, the five artists with the most votes will make up a fans ballot that will be counted along with the voting committee's ballots. So it's not five of the list we just mentioned. It's whoever the top five vote getters are amongst us, amongst the common folk who like music. They will be one of the people.
Allegedly, that's what they're telling us, and then the judges have final say.
Yeah.
And I don't trust anyone.
You don't think so?
I don't
trust the judges.
Mm-mm.
Is it the Supreme Court who decides
this? Let's be honest. They're also picking people who people are going to want to come look at their items in the museum.
Right.
And I'm
people will flock there to see Whitney Houston.
I am not slamming the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the traveling show that is at the Museum of Broadcast Communication, because I'm going to be all over that.
Yeah.
And I want to go. But as a musician, I don't think it's fair how they're doing certain things.
I
because seriously, it's 2019 and the Doobie Brothers have not been even they're a new entry this year. They have been nominated.
First time.
It's been
over 25 years for sure.
I mean that they had so many hits in all their various forms, and with Michael McDonald joining them, that's a joke to me.
Yeah, I agree. If it is the Supreme Court, do you think Notorious
RBG?
Ruth Bader, RBG would vote for Notorious B.I.G.
Of course,
just out of friendship.
Yes,
you know I trust the judges at the Museum of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than the Supreme Court. Yep,
wow,
I do.
That says a lot. All right,
what about the American Idol judges?
Lionel Richie's not going to steer you wrong. Come on.
I'm more of a voice girl. I don't watch American Idol. I don't trust them.
Should we all ballot it and find out who our decisions would be?
We'll
just go
through the list and we'll say yes or no, and I'll keep track of these. So.
All right, starting with the returning champions or non-champions in this case. Todd Rundgren?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to say no. He was mean to me, Wendy. Depeche Mode?
See, I got to see the whole list. I might change it. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, Kim?
No.
I'm going to say yes. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan?
She's in, so I know that's bad. It was
I'm
going to
hold.
Wendy's very anti-Rufus.
No, I like Rufus.
Okay, so we're voting no on Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan featuring Rufus.
Yes.
Nine Inch Nails featuring Chaka Khan.
No. No, Kim, you're
no
going
to Nine Inch Nails?
I'm going no.
Really?
Sorry, Trent.
All right.
You're saying yes, Bill? You got to say it, and then we can go back and change them. And I probably
I think yes on Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Judas Priest.
I might have to go yes on that.
I'm going yes.
I would say no on that one. Kraftwerk?
No.
No.
Nine.
Wait, there's only three of us.
Nine Inch Nails. MC5.
No.
I'm going to say no.
I don't know yet. You're might sure change it.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Pat Benatar.
No.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm very surprised.
I have to wait.
You're waiting
on
Pat Benatar? All right. Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Wendy?
I don't know.
I'm confused on that one, too, but I think she's going to get in despite our confusion.
She's
Whitney Houston.
She should get in.
T-Rex?
No.
Yes.
No. Thin Lizzy?
Yes. Yes, Thin Lizzy. See, I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah?
I've lost track of everybody.
Dave Matthews Band?
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet?
I don't think so.
When? Next year? 2 years?
A couple years. I mean, I know it's weird that...
But his best stuff, I hate to say this if you're a huge Dave Matthews fan.
Is the older stuff.
His best years are behind him. Right? Would you agree?
He still sells out concerts.
He
and
sells out concerts,
go.
But yeah. Has he had a song that's generated any?
So does Billy Joel and Elton John. And
yeah,
you
I
know.
Guess. Yeah. All right. So Dave Matthews Band, you're saying in a few years, but not today.
Yeah. I mean, not over the Doobie Brothers and Thin Lizzy. I mean, come on. Just longevity.
Right. Soundgarden?
Maybe not yet.
Ooh.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Motorhead with Dots Over the Second O?
Mm-mm.
No. No.
I say yes. They
yes
really
kind
of started the whole heavy duty rock and roll.
I just don't know that much about him.
Yeah. And then finally.
And Lemmy died fairly recently.
Lemmy did
so
die.
That,
yes. And finally, Notorious B.I.G.
I kind of have to go yes on Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wendy?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
No?
Too soon?
No.
Not soon enough?
Yes.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
I have not kept track of anybody's votes. So
you voted for eight people in.
I know.
All right, that's
we're
fine.
Out of time.
All right, we'll come back and we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Good night. Good night. Until we meet.
Wendy, can you do the finish? I'm packing up soup for some of our listeners. I promised soup to some of our listeners. And I get, you know, if you promise them, you got to follow through.
Well, if they're sick, chicken noodle's the way to go.
I've got wonton and I've got beef barley. Those are the only two.
I love beef barley.
I'll put one aside for
you. One love.
You should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm changing my vote. Sorry, Depeche Mode. Wendy gets your vote.
Hey, tomorrow's hump day.
Yes, it is.
Happy hump early.
The middle of the week. The Ides of March will be on our show, and Dr. John Duffy, and I think the Ethical Hacker.
Oh, cool.
All that in one show. Tune in tomorrow for more fun. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
West from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago,
a Nexstar Media Group station.